This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Hurricane Dorian made landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, Friday morning after weakening into a Category 1 storm and generating tornadoes, severe storm surges, and flooding in coastal areas in both North and South Carolina. However, the storm had devastated much of the Bahamas just days earlier. Late Thursday, the death toll in the Bahamas had risen to 30. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis told CNN that he believes the final number of people killed will be, quote, staggering. Robert Mugabe, who ruled Zimbabwe for 37 years following the end of white minority rule in 1980, had died early Friday. He leaves behind a complicated legacy. Some hailed him as a liberation hero, but others say he destroyed the economy, rigged elections, and terrorized his people. VOA's Anita Powell has more.
Many Zimbabweans, many of whom were born after he came to power in 1980, say the truth is somewhere in the middle. The dashing, eloquent guerrilla fighter negotiated Zimbabwe's independence from Britain in 1979. Early on, he urged Zimbabweans to reconcile after the 15-year civil war that brought about independence. But as time went on, he became more controlling and faced increasing allegations of human rights abuses, repression, and election rigging. The economy collapsed after he led a far-reaching land expropriation program, and both inflation and unemployment soared. But even as he cast his final ballot, he was warmly welcomed by his people, who cheered the man they call by his clan name, Gushungu. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
The NATO-led military alliance says an American soldier and a Romanian soldier were killed in action Thursday in Kabul, Afghanistan, raising the number of military fatalities to 16 this year. For more, log on to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.